I bear testimony.
In the name of Jesus Christ, 奉耶稣基督圣名，在这边做见证。
Before we begin, let us bow our heads and pray and ask God to guide the testimony.
在开始前，我们低头同心默祷。
Amen. Thank God that I have the opportunity today to bear testimony.
感谢神，我有这个机会来这边做见证。
I was thinking back on my life and what I should share today.
所以我在回想我一生当中，然后我在想说我今天到底要跟大家分享什么。
And I thought that actually the moments that I cherish the most are moments in prayer with God.
那我回想到说，那我最认为珍贵的时刻呢，是我在祷告当中所花的一些时光。
So instead of sharing a major event or something that happened to me, I would like to share about joyful prayers in my life.
那所以除了说在分享一些我人生当中一些重大时刻以外，我还想跟大家分享说我在祷告里面所发生的一些事情。
And I think that everybody has experienced joyful moments in prayer with God.
我知道说我们大家都在在祷告当中有得到一些很珍贵的、很宝贵的一些时光。
But if you have not, this is something that you can seek God, seek for.
那如果你没有的话，你可以向神祈求。
Because these are very special, precious moments that nobody can ever take away from you.
因为这些都是相当珍贵、相当宝贵的时光，没有人能够从你那边夺去。
As this morning in service, Elder Lin talked about the fact that we cannot see God physically.
所以今天早上在正道的时候呢，林长老谈到说，我们没有办法肉眼看见神。
But prayer is one way in which we actually can see God and understand Him more.
然而在祷告当中是一样，我们能够借祷告来认识神，来了解神的一种方式。
Of course, it doesn't mean that every single time we kneel down, every time we are so moved and so touched, and we got a very extraordinary experience.
但是并不代表说我们每一次在祷告的时候，我们跪下，我们就有办法得到非常超自然、非常美好的感受。
In those moments, when we don't feel God, we still need to have faith and still continue to pray to God.
但是在那些时光，我们没有办法感受到神的时候，我们仍然要继续的跪下来向神祷告。
But God does give us special grace, special moments and prayers for us to remember and to keep for ourselves.
但是神的确的，在我们祷告的时候，有让我们能够跟他同享这些让我们能够珍贵的一些时光。
Those moments, those special moments in prayer, is not only for that specific time, but also later on when we feel frustrated or tired or sad, we can look back and hold on to those moments.
这些珍贵的时刻呢，并不是说只有发生在那些时刻里面，然而是在接下来以后的一些人生当中，我们能够回想，能够用以来让我们回味的时候。
So the first very memorable and joyful prayer that I can remember is when I received the Holy Spirit.
所以第一次我在祷告中当中的时候感到很甜美的一些时光的时候，是在我第一次在我得到圣灵的时候。
Some people may, some of the kids who grew up in church, they may have received the Holy Spirit when they were very young, but I received the Holy Spirit when I was 14 years old.
所以在教会当中呢，可能很多不同的小的弟兄姐妹，他们在很小的时候就得到圣灵，但是我不一样，我在超在十四岁的时候才得到圣灵。
I was born in church, baptized as a baby.
我是在教会里面长大，然后我从婴孩的时候就已经受了洗。
So I know that my mom and or my parents taught me how to pray since I was very young.
所以呢，我父母呢，在我很小的时候就已经教了我如何祷告。
I spent a lot of time at church, like in the physical location of church, because my mom was often at church.
那我也常常就是花很多时间在教会里面，因为我母亲呢也常常要需要去教会。
I had a close group of friends at church that I grew up with.
那在教会里面呢，我有一群我非常要好、非常亲密的一些朋友。
And we play together, and basically we attend a service and learn and grew together.
那我们也是在一起游玩，然后在一起参加聚会，然后我们基本上是一起长大的。
One by one, they all started to receive the Holy Spirit.
那一个一接接二连三的，他们都每一个都开始得到了圣灵。
Even those who are slightly younger than me all receive the Holy Spirit too.
甚至那些比我年纪还要小的也开始得到了圣灵。
But even though I was praying just like them, I still did not receive the Holy Spirit.
所以说那时我仍然跟他们一样一直在祷告，那我也那个时候没有办法得到圣灵。
Eventually, I was the last one that did not have the Holy Spirit of that age group.
那我那个时候可能是在那一个。那年龄层的朋友里面呢，我是最后一个得到圣灵的。
So every time there was a testimony session like this, in which someone shared how they received the Holy Spirit, I would listen very carefully and write down how they prayed for the Holy Spirit.
那每次我听到见证会的时候，有人说他们如何得到圣灵的时候，我就会就是非常认真的听，我想要记下来说他们如何的得到圣灵。
If they said,I prayed to God in this way, I told God this, then I would do the exact same thing in the prayer afterwards.
那每当他们提到说他们在祷告的时候他们做这样的事情或者是或说这样子的话，那我就会觉得说我应该要做同样的事情在我自己的祷告里面。
But I still did not receive it.
但是不管怎么样我还是那个时候没有得到圣灵。
And at that time I felt embarrassed because the pastors would sometimes ask, who does not have the Holy Spirit, raise your hand.
那时候我感觉到非常不好意思，因为那个时候在每当传道问到说你们当中有谁没有得到圣灵的时候呢，我然后举手。
Or those who do not have the Holy Spirit can come up to the front first.
或者是说那些还没有得到圣灵的时候，应该首先的到前面来祷告。
And so it would be me and a lot of very young little kids.
那很有可能就是我，然后一些非常年纪非常小的一些弟兄姐妹。
I think that I felt.It hurt my pride.
那对我来讲，我觉得说那对我的尊严是相当的一种，是一种相当大的伤害。
Because when I was young, I studied very hard and I got good grades in school.
因为我在小时候呢，我就读书非常用功，那我在学校也是拿到很好的成绩。
So I thought that if I work hard, I can get what I want.
那个时候觉得是说，如果我能够努力工作的话，我就能够得到我所想要的。
But when time passed by and I still did not receive it, I started to think maybe I don't deserve it as much as my other friends.
但是当时间过了以后呢，我就开始在想说，可能我没有办法比其他那些人那么样子的需要。
Deserving, I'm not as deserving as them.
我是觉得说我可能不配得到。说这个圣灵
，because I was very stubborn and impatient.
因为我觉得我是非常固执，也非常没有耐心。
I could see why God would like my friends and give them the Holy Spirit more than He would give it to me.
所以我可以看得出来说，神如何的会更喜欢我的一些朋友而不给我。
But I think that God was trying to teach me a lesson.
那我觉得说那个时候是神要教我一堂很重要的课。
And to teach me that it wasn't that anybody deserved the Holy Spirit, but it was how much you really wanted it.
那让我所学到的就是呢，不是说你到底是配不配得，然而是你到底是多想要。
How much do you desire to have God in your life?
那你在你生活当中，你多么有多么的渴望神在你生活当中与你同在。
And how far will you go to keep showing God that you really want to receive the Holy Spirit?
那要如何的来向神证明说你如何能够你多么的想要这圣灵
？If every single time you get up and you don't have the Holy Spirit.Next time, will you kneel down again and pray again for the Holy Spirit?
如果说你在祷告的时候，你站起来，你没有发现到你还没有圣灵的时候，你是否在下一次的时候会继续的跪下来祷告祈求？
And I think this is a lesson that I have learned not only in receiving Holy Spirit, but in other aspects of my life when just praying to God for various things.
那除此之外呢，在我其他一些人生当中一些经验，我发现到说，我也是要如何的去面对。这个祷告。
So time passed by, and eventually I was graduating junior high. I was going to enter high school.
所以时间的慢慢的过去了。那我那个时候要从中学升学到高中。
By that point, I guess it's been probably around 10 years that I've been praying for Holy Spirit.
所以在那个时候，我可能已经差不多祷告，我要祈求圣灵已经有十年多了。
And I was starting to feel very panicked because I thought, I'm going to high school now and I don't know what's going to happen. I could possibly make very bad friends, I could get lost. I thought that I might just get swayed and lost in the world.
那个时候我要将近要参加高中的时候，那 我就感到非常的恐慌，因为我不知道说那个时候我进入高中的时候我会不会就是遇到一些不好的朋友，或者是因此而被他们给拉去往不好的地方去。
So, even though I went to every student spiritual convocation since I was able to go both summer and winter, this spiritual convocation was different for me, the summer before entering high school.
所以说在去高中以前呢，每一年在夏季或冬季的时候我都会去学生联合会，但是这一次我觉得对我的来讲意义更非比寻常，因为我那个时候将要进入了高中。
In my mind, I thought, I have to receive the Holy Spirit or else.
在我脑海当中呢，我一直在跟自己叮咛说，我一定要得到圣灵，要不然。
And this spiritual convocation, very early on, I was able to concentrate more in my prayers.
在这个灵恩会的时候呢，我在祷告当中呢，更能够专心。
On the Monday afternoon prayer, I could feel for the very first time in my life that God was standing right in front of me in my prayer.
在下午礼拜一的时候呢，我就非常的明确的感觉到说，神的确的站在我旁边。
I had always known that God listens to my prayers, but this was the first time in my life that I actually felt Him there.
那我一直都觉得说神有在垂听我的祷告，但是这是首先的第一次，感觉到说神就站在我旁边。
If you've ever thought of God standing or being there in front of you, if you had one thing you could ask Him, do you know what you would ask?
那如果说你知道说神就在你旁边来垂听你的祷告的话，那你有一件事情可以向他祈求，你会求什么呢？
I don't know if you guys have thought about that question before.
不知道说各位有没有思想过这一种问题？
But actually, every time we kneel down, that is actually what is happening.
但是其实在我们每次在跪下来祷告的时候，那个就是这种事情在发生的时候了。
It's just whether or not we're aware that God is there.
其实只是说在于说我们到底有没有办法警觉到说神的确就是在那边。
So I told God that I'm a very proud person.
我就开始在祷告跟神说我是一个自尊心相当重的一个人。
And that I always thought I could get what I wanted through hard work.
那我觉得说我如果说能够努力工作的话，我的确能够得到我所想要的。
And that if he were willing to give me the Holy Spirit, I know it's not because I was so deserving of it.
那如果说您愿意赐给我圣灵的话，并不是代表说我有多么的配。
But because he is there standing right in front of me at that moment, I had to seize that moment. I had to ask him to please give it to me.
那但是然而就是那个时候他就站在我面前，所以呢我必须要把握住那个机会来向他慎重的问一次。
So I yelled very loudly because it happened naturally because I didn't care who was around me anymore.
那个时候我就开始祷告很大声，也非常的自然的这么祷告这么大声，因为我那个时候已经不在乎身旁我有哪些人了。
I remember telling God, God, don't you care? Don't you think I've been through too much suffering already?
那我就开始在跟神祷告说，我 请求他 问他说，我是不是已经接受到了很多的考验跟苦难。
Don't you think I've done too many unsmart things in my life already?
是不是说我在生活当中已经做了很多不好的决定。
Actually, at that time, I was not even in high school yet, so I hadn't really suffered yet.
那时候我甚至都还没有上高中，其实我都还没有受到什么患难。
But to me, it was very painful that every time I would kneel down to pray and I would stand up and I didn't have the Holy Spirit.
但是呢，那个时候我在祷告的时候，我觉得说我在站起来都没有得到圣灵，我就觉得非常难过。
So this time I was very honest with God that I was very sad that I didn't receive it. I really, really wanted it.
但是那个时候我就跟神祷告，我就感到非常难过，然后跟他说我真的很想要，很想要。
At that time when I was praying, I could hear pastors walking around and laying hands on us.
那个时候我在祷告的时候，我听到说传道在身旁走动，在为大家按手祷告。
One of the pastors was there from Taiwan who knew my mother.
当时有一位传道，他是从台湾来的，但也他也认识我父母。
And then he actually said to another pastor, and I could hear them. He said she received the Holy Spirit.
那时候我可以听到他跟其他的传道说他已经得到圣灵了。
And at that time I thought, oh no, why is he saying that?
但是那个时候我就心里在想说，哦。不对啊，为什么他这样说呢？
Because I didn't feel that much different.
因为我没有感觉到有多么大的不一样。
I was afraid he was going to tell my mom, and then she would be very, very happy because she had been praying for me.
那时候我就非常的 害怕说他会跟我母亲讲，因为他我母亲一直在跟我祷告。
And then when I go home, I have to tell my mom, "Oh, actually, I didn't." Then she would be very sad.
我感觉到说我母亲会过于高兴，然而我要回去以后又必须要跟她说我没有得到圣灵，那这样说她就会感到非常的失望。
But it made me think that if this pastor said I have the Holy Spirit, maybe I did receive the Holy Spirit.
那个时候就让我再想一下说，如果说这位传道说我得到圣灵，要表示说我可能已经得到圣灵了。
So I went to fast afterwards for the dinner prayer.
之后呢，我就开始在午餐的时，在晚餐的时候继续禁食祷告。
I said to God that if I have the Holy Spirit,Please make it very clear to me, so I will know.
那个时候，那个祷告当中呢，我就祈求神，问神说，如果说我真的有得到圣灵的话，可不可以明确的让我知道
？And in that prayer, I was very filled with the Holy Spirit, and my body was vibrating very greatly.
那个时候祷告的时候，我就感觉到圣灵充满，那我的身体也震动的相当大。
And my tongue was also rolling very fluently.
我的灵言呢也讲得非常的流利。
So I was so 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 happy.
那我就感到非常的高兴。
And when I walked out of the prayer room, I thought that I saw new colors that in the world that I had never seen before.
那我在祷告出来到教堂外面的时候，我就发现到说我在这个世界当中呢，观察到一些以前没有观察到的色彩。
I even thought maybe people who have the Holy Spirit can only see these colors.
那我就开始在想说，是不是只有得到圣灵的人，他们才会见识到这些色彩
？But when I told my counselor or some other people that, oh, I see new colors in the world, they said it is actually because you are so joyful.
那后来呢，我就跟我的一些辅导员，然后一些旁边的一些朋友讲的时候，他们就跟我说，其实那是因为说你非常的感到非常的喜乐。
And that was the beginning of a journey in prayer in my life.
那我觉得说那个就是我人生当中祷告的路途的开始。
And I believe that, well, one of the things that I learned is that I did receive the Holy Spirit at a church seminar.
那有一件事情让我也学习到，就是说我的确是在教会的讲习会的时候得到的圣灵。
And a lot of people in our church do receive the Holy Spirit and special blessings at seminars.
那在教会当中呢，有很多的弟兄姐妹他们在讲习会的时候的确得到神额外的恩典。
So I would really like to encourage everybody here that if you have the opportunity to really take it to attend as many as you can.
那所以我在这边要鼓励大家说，如果说您可以的话，那就尽量的参加这些教会的讲习会。
It is very hard at home for us to have that much discipline to pray for at least 2 hours a day.
那在家里的时候的确的很不容易，我们有这一个就是决心来祷告每天两个小时。
So we should really try to seek after God by going to where He is and deepen our relationship with Him.
就是这样子，我们必须要有那个心意，要跑到他所在的地方来向他祈求。
Okay, so now I would like to skip actually to my third year in college.
那然后呢，我想跟大家就是跳到我在大学第三年的时候。
And this is the most joyful prayer that I can remember.
这个是我人生当中所能感觉到最喜乐的一个祷告。
That winter spiritual convocation.
在那个冬季的灵恩会的时候。
I was leading a morning Bible study with one of my groupmates.
那我那个时候是在跟我的一个小组里面然后一起来查经，然后我再跟他们一起来带领查经。
And we read a verse that really stuck with me.
那个时候我就读到了一段章节，让我感到非常的就是让我非常的刻骨铭心。
And we can read that verse together now.
那我们一起来念这一段章节。
It's 1 Samuel chapter
3. 撒母耳记上第三章。
1 Samuel chapter 3.
撒母耳记上第三章。
Verse 1.
第一节
First Samuel chapter 3 verse 1
撒母耳记上第三章第一节
Then the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. And so this verse, it kept sticking to me in my prayer because I kept thinking, when was the last time that God has spoken to me?
所以在这当中呢，我在思考这一段章节的时候，我就在想说，神什么时候有跟我讲过话呢
？And many prayers in my life, I felt that God did speak to me, but at that time, I felt like it had been a while since the last time.
那的确的，很多时候我觉得神有跟我讲到话，在那个时候。
And I felt like maybe because as I got older, I started thinking, I got used to it that God doesn't speak to me as much.
但是在我年纪比较年长的时候，就觉得说，的确可能神就不会再那么常常跟我讲话了。
And I did not like really try very hard that I really wanted to hear what God wanted to say to me in my prayers.
但是我也不是觉得我觉得说我不是非常努力来倾听神到底要跟我说什么。
So that day I felt very bad and I wanted to fast that dinner.
那一天我就感到非常的难过，那我就在晚餐的时候要禁食祷告。
And I repented to God and I apologized that I have been away from Him for a while.
那我就开始跟神忏悔，我就跟神说，我就觉得说我离神很久很远，已经很久了。
And at that moment, after all my repentance, I felt like God was with me in my prayer again.
那在我忏悔完以后呢，我就觉得说神又跟我比较亲近了。
He was standing next to me, and he could really see me, the real me, the me with all my flaws.
那的确，他能够站在我身旁，然后。洞察到说我心里的一切，甚至我心里面的一切的缺点。
And this was the me that I even cannot see myself when my eyes are open.
这个自我呢，是的确在我眼睛张开的时候也没有办法洞察到的一部分。
And again, like the time when I received the Holy Spirit, once I felt like He was there, I felt like I had so much that I wanted to say to Him.
的确的，那个时候。就好像我以前得到圣灵的时候，我却可以感觉到说我有那么多的话想要跟他说。
And since we had been having some classes about heaven and hell at the SSE,
就是那个时候我们在那个灵恩会的时候，学生灵恩会的时候上了一些有关于天国与地狱的一些课。
So I asked God, what is heaven like?
那我就开始在问神说。天国呢，到底长得是怎么样呢？
I said, as a human, it is very hard to imagine how wonderful and how great heaven could be.
然而，身为人类，我们就可能很难的去想象说这个天国到底是多么的美好。
Because our comprehension is just too limited.
因为我们的知解，我们了解能力呢有限。
I asked God, will I be able to recognize my family members?
那我就开始问神说，我到底能不能够那个时候认出我的一些家里面的人呢？
Because I will really miss them a lot.
因为我觉得说我会非常的想念他们。
At that time, I felt that God answered me saying that I would not need the love of my family anymore in heaven.
那然而我觉得神那个时候给我的答复就是当我到天国的时候我就不需要说这些家庭里面的爱了。
Because our parents' love is only a tiny portion of God's love because they are still human.
那我们父母呢能够所给我们的爱也只是那个神给我们爱当中的一小小部分，因为神的爱是多么的广大。
And suddenly I could see myself lying down on the ground looking up at a very dark night sky.
在那之后呢，我就可以感觉到我好像就躺了下来，然后往上看的时候一片的夜晚的星空。
And there were stars in the sky, and I was lying down very comfortably with God next to me, looking at the stars.
那我觉得说那个就好像夜晚里面充满了那么多星星的一个的天空，那我会感觉到神就好像在我旁边，跟我一起躺在那边观看这个星象。
It was such a comfortable and warm feeling that it is so hard to describe now.
那个的确是相当的一个温暖。非常好的一个感觉，其实在这个时候很难跟大家描述。
But I will try to explain that feeling of comfort.
那我可以跟大家就是解释说那一种感到非常安慰的一种感受。
You know that you don't need to shout or even talk that loudly because God can hear your whispers.
因为你觉得说你在对话的时候跟神对话的时候，你不需要讲话那么大声，因为神好像能够甚至听到您小声的说话。
Actually, you don't even need to open your mouth to speak because God already knows your thought before you spoke it out.
那其实你也连说话也不用，因为在你说话以前，你心里的思想神早就已经了解了。
And there is no way that you can ever be this close to a person because we still have to use language to communicate.
那的确的，我们没有办法如此的跟其他的人有那么接近的那种接触，因为我们 那个时候还是需我们跟人还是需要用语言来沟通。
And you know that nothing can ever come between you and him.
那的确，在您当中，你们当中呢，没有任何的事物能够介入。
So you can just fall asleep and not feel afraid, just like a little child with their parent.
那你就是能够在那个时候就安心的睡着，也不用有什么的担心害怕，因为就好像您是跟你父母在一起一样。
And you will never want to leave him, and you know that you never want to leave him, and you never want he doesn't want to leave your side either.
那你也不想要从他那边离开，那他也你也就是说他不想要从你从他的眼中离开。
At that moment, I realized this is the reason why he died for us.
那个时候我就开始感觉到说，这个就是他为我们死的原因。
He died so that he could have you always by his side.
他死，所以您能够有这个机会，能够一直在他身旁。
So that he could hug you close and treasure every action of yours.
也就是这样子，他才能够紧紧的拥抱住你，然后能够花那珍贵的每一秒。
At that moment, I really felt like he loved every part of me from the top of my head to my toes.
那我觉得说他那个时候真的爱我，爱到说从我头上的毛发到我脚底这样子。
So in my prayer, I tried something out.
所以在我祷告的时候呢，我就尝试了一件事情。
I just moved my pinky slightly like this.
然后就动我的小拇指很小的这样一下。
And I felt that even that moment or that movement, he loved it as well.
那我觉得说在那个时刻，他也就这样子也是非常的喜爱。
Later on, after this prayer ended, I tried it in a different prayer, the same thing, and I didn't feel the same.
那个时候呢，我觉得说在那之后，我又再祷告了一次，我也同样的尝试这样子事情，让我觉得说那个感觉又不一样了。
I realized that God was trying to show me.He was answering my question of what is it like to be in heaven.
那其实那个时候就是神要跟我答复说，在天国里面是怎么样的一个情况的一种答复。
Actually, I have never gone camping before in my life.
就是我那个时候就从来没有去参加过野外露营。
So it's not like I had ever had a real experience like this, lying and looking at the stars.
那我也是没有这种就是躺在草地上，然后向往上观这些星空的那种经验。
So it was not like God was trying to pick my favorite activity and tell me that this is what heaven is like.
那也就是说，这个不是神把一个我最喜欢的一些事物把它给剪出来，然后让我觉得说这个就好像是天国那样子。
Because nothing in this world can compare.
因为这个的确在这世上，没有什么事物能够比拟。
And I think that actually, if I went camping, I wouldn't like it that much.
其实我觉得说，如果真的要去，野外露营的话，我觉得我不会是那么喜欢的。
But it was actually the feeling of being with God, no matter where you are, that makes it heaven.
那其实，不管怎么样，就是说你能够跟神同在那个时候，就把那个时候就，转变成就好像在天国一般。
So I was very afraid that I would forget this feeling, so I heard and wrote down my notes of what I just explained.
那我觉得说可能以后会忘记，所以我就在的记事本上面就把这些都给记录了下来。
Afterwards, I continued praying.
然后之后呢，我又再继续了再祷告。
And I told God that I don't want to go back to the real world.
那我就开始在跟神诉说说祈求说我真的很不想要再回到真实世界了。
And I felt God telling me that you cannot hate life because I gave you life.
但是我可以很清楚的感觉到神跟我说，你不可以讨厌生命，因为是我给了你生命。
So I asked him why.
我就问他说为什么。
And he said so that you can do something with it.
那他就问我，他就跟我回答说所以你能够利用这一切。
So I asked him, well, what exactly do you want me to do?
那之后我就问他说那你到底要我做什么呢？
Because I wanted to just get that thing done with, accomplish it, and then I could return to God.
那我就觉得说在那把那件事情给完成了以后呢，我就有这个机会能够回到神那边。
But God did not answer my question.
神并没有因此回答我的问题。
Instead, I felt that he asked me very gently and lovingly.
但是呢，相反的，我可以感觉到说他非常的温柔的，非常的 小心翼翼的来问了我一个问题。
He asked me, "Would you really want to know?"
你真的要知道吗
？And I thought about it. I realized, yeah, that would make life very boring if I knew exactly what I was supposed to do.
然后我那个时候就可以想到说，哦，的确的，如果说我知道这一点的话，那我以后的生命可能就感觉到非常的枯燥乏味。
And God actually gives us a freedom to choose.
然而神是赐下给我们这个自由，让我们能够来做选择。
But all that matters to Him is that whatever we do it with Him in mind.
不管怎么样，我们在我们所做一切当中呢，我们以他为念。
And after the prayer ended, I looked at my notes.
那之后在祷告完以后，我就看了我的笔记本。
And I had written, "If I told you what heaven is like, it wouldn't sound that great to you."
那他我在那边写的说，如果说我向你诉说天国是这么美好的话，可能对你来讲，你就不会觉得有这么的美好。
It's what you never knew you wanted to be.
是你所不知道你想要的。
And it is a feeling that you've been waiting for all this time.
是你这一生当中所在等待的那一种时刻。
Even now, as I read through my notes, I remember that feeling.
即使现在在我念我所写下来的时候，我也可以就是想到说那个时候的感受。
It reminds me of one of my favorite quotes by the author C.S. Lewis.
这个是让我想到说我最喜爱的作家的一个有句有非常有名的名言。
It says, "If I discover within myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world."
所以如果说我在我心中能够找到一点这个世界不能够满足的话，这最可能的解释就是我是其实为了其他的世界而造的。
So that it's a reminder that basically in this world, if sometimes we are unhappy or unsatisfied,
如果说在这个世上我们感觉到说不能够满意，也或者是没有东西能够满足我们的话，
that we have tried different things and we still do not feel that we are completely filled with joy.
那如果说我们是真的试过所有的人事物，然后发现到说我们没有办法得到满足的话，
the reason is because there is something better for us.
其实就是说有一样东西呢能够给我们带来更好的享受，能够给我们更能够让我们更好。
There is a God who is waiting for us, who loves us more than any type of love we can find in this world.
也就是说有一位神，他是多么的美好，这个他能够带来我们能够想象不到更美好的东西。
This is just a reminder that we should really remember and appreciate the life that God has given us.
So, 也就是因为这样子，我们才要跟我们才要感谢神在这我们生命当中给我们所赐的一切。
He does not force us in this life to worship Him.
他在这个我们的生命当中呢，他没有来强迫我们来敬拜他。
He loves us so greatly.
他的确爱我们那么的深阔广大。
He loves us to the point that even though He has already given the most greatest sacrifice, He waits for us to come to Him.
他爱我们到说他能够为我们做最大的牺牲，然后之后来等待我们。
And so He wants us to come of our own accord so that it will hold meaning for Him.
那他希望说我们能够自己自动自发的去，这样子的话对他来讲才有意义。
This concludes my testimony today.
所以这个就是我今天下午的见证。
May all the glory and honor be unto God.
一切荣耀和赞美都归于神。